lot of conversations these days about Line 5, the Enbridge energy line that connects the upper and lower peninsula beneath the Straits of Mackinac, lays on the bottom there. It's been there for decades. Enbridge didn't build it, but they own it. They've maintained it. They look after it. Never had a leak despite an anchor strike in 2018, which dented the pipe. Didn't compromise it. Enbridge offering to build a $500 million replacement tunnel 100 feet beneath the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. Of course, the Attorney General Dana Nessel has decided to go to war with Enbridge and try to shut down Line 5. The governor caught in the middle. It's kind of a mess for the governor, really. I can't see that she's in a very good position there with her Attorney General kind of taking a different approach. Joining me is Steve Bucci, former Pentagon official, now serving as a visiting research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's also a resident of Grand Rapids, wrote about this recently. Steve, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Good to have you here. Obviously, as a resident of Grand Rapids, you have an appreciation of how much Line 5 has been talked about over the past year or two. No problems with the line. It's never had an issue, but of course, pipelines can fail on occasion, and people are concerned about the future of the Great Lakes. But just as concerning is the financial devastation that would be dealt, not just to Michigan, but to Ohio and Ontario and the energy needs of the Upper Peninsula and heating needs of those in the Upper and Lower Peninsula. All of these things would be impacted if Line 5 were shut down today. And you say it's time for some middle road, some middle of the road conversations. Do tell.
Yeah, it's, you know, I realize middle of the road is not the default position in our country right now for anything. But in this case, it's the only one that makes sense. Not doing anything is foolish because, you know what, Great Lakes are pretty darn precious and important to us. And there was that anchor strike, very rare. You know, there's not supposed to be anybody dropping an anchor there, you know, but it didn't leak. It didn't damage it. It scratched the pipe, basically. So, you know, we've got to do something, but the Attorney General's response, which is clearly emotionally based, and, you know, she's obviously a very strong environmental advocate. She wants to close it down. That's nutty as well, with all due respect to her. It's not necessary and would hurt so many people in so many ways. Let's continue with the middle of the road, continue with the mitigation plan that Enbridge has that they're paying for, make the thing safe, but don't shut it down. If we have to expand a few extra assets to watch it in the meantime, okay, I'm okay with that. But shutting it down is not the right answer.
I think nutty is a perfectly appropriate adjective. Insane might be one more accurate, but that's just me, not speaking for you, of course. Because the damage done, I mean, first of all, the Upper Peninsula uses a tremendous amount of propane to heat the homes up there, 300,000 individuals. 11 times as much propane used in the Southern Peninsula, from what I understand. And Michigan uses more propane to heat its homes than any state in America. So shutting this line down is a big problem. And not to mention, well, they say, well, you can just use trains. And it's not like there's some trucking company out there with 100 trucks sitting around waiting to move propane. The infrastructure does not exist currently, does it?
Well, if you start using that many trucks, I'm not from Grand Rapids. I live in Harbor Springs. So I'm a little further north than Grand Rapids. And I have to tell you, every winter, our roads get really torn up here. You know, we have very good snow clearance, but almost every spring we have to do major road repairs, not just around here, but all over the upper half of the Lower Peninsula. And I'm sure in the UP, it's even more so. And if you suddenly had to add thousands of large tanker trucks operating in that road system, the roads are going to break down. You've got more of a chance for, you know, detrimental environmental activity from all those trucks than you do from leaving the line in place.
Well, here's my question. If you have to move it that way, how would you get it across the bridge? I mean, there's so many logistical problems here. I'm thinking about the roads being broken down. Yeah, that's fine. And you get to the bridge, and it's January, and it's icy, and there are 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds, which happens pretty routinely, right? Bridge is closed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, bridge is closed. Yeah, then what do you do?
Yeah, you suddenly got a bottleneck and you can't get that important asset across the bridge one way or the other. And that's just unacceptable. The pipeline is the best way to go. Agreed. Take precautions now to protect it. You know, even if you have to have somebody out there, you know, watching for ships coming down, dropping anchors, monitor it. Remember, this is not like the Deepwater Horizon thing down in the Gulf with BP. This is a pipeline. It's not a hole in the earth that if something broke, suddenly we'd have to go through superhuman efforts to stop it. If something did happen, you turn the pipeline off, and it stops flowing pretty much immediately. I don't want to see even that happen. You know, that would still be an environmental problem. But people have this vision that every time a drop of oil hits in the water, it's like that disaster down in the Gulf. That's not what this would be.
No, not at all.
So monitor that, keep track of it, and then do the mitigation plan, build that tunnel, move the line into that where it'll be safe for the next 100 years. Sounds like a pretty reasonable plan, and I think that's why the governor, since she has come into office, has had to back off. When she was running, she was agreeing with the attorney general. Now that she's the one in authority, she's going, there's some other factors here.
Here's the problem she faces, though. I mean, the attorney general has gone rogue on her on a couple of other topics as well. It's a difficult place, I would guess, for the governor, because it's a strong attorney general, meaning she was elected, not appointed. And so the governor only has limited influence, I suppose, right? I mean, if Dana Nessel says we're going to shut the line down and here's the court order, we're going to get it done, the governor has her hands tied. I'll give you the last word.
You're right. It is a problem. She's not just an employee or an appointee of the governor, but the governor needs to use her bully pulpit to move against this, to bring sense to this situation, and to take that middle road. That's the right answer. Protect the lakes, but protect our economy and our people as well, and come up with a solution at last.
All right. Let me ask you one other question. Steve Bucci here, former Pentagon official, now serving as a visiting research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Completely off topic. You ready? Here comes the wild card question. You ready?
Yep.
Best restaurant in Harbor Springs. You got 10 seconds. Best restaurant in Harbor Springs.
Right now, the Paper Station.
Paper Station.
It's a little restaurant. It has a very eclectic menu. Really, really good food. It's tiny, so you might have to wait for a seat.
But that's right.
The food is excellent. Great for lunch and great for dinner.
Great answer, Steve. I'll try it this weekend. The Paper Station, Harbor Springs. There's your free shout out from Steve Bucci. Steve, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Always a pleasure. There you have it. Back after this. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include service search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.